Let's now turn to the Catechism, Lord's Day 39, which is found on page 43 of those three forms of unity. These are our subordinate doctrinal standards. They serve as summaries of what the Bible teaches in regards to these major points. We're going through the Ten Commandments one by one, and so we're going to focus on the fifth commandment today and make some have some reflections of that. Lord's Day 39, let's respond to the question. What does God require in the fifth commandment? That I show all honor, love, and faithfulness to my father and mother, and to all in authority over me, submit myself with due obedience to all their good instruction and correction, and also bear patiently with their infirmities, since it is God's will to govern us by their hand. Congregation, I'm actually going to focus more of my attention in these few minutes on the second half of the catechism, or this question and answer, where it says, I submit myself with due obedience to all their good instruction, or to all in authority over me, submit myself with due obedience to all their good instruction. So the fifth commandment, of course, is about honoring our father and mother, but it is interesting how that commandment serves as the foundation of how we regard all other authorities in our life. Because we serve under the authority of the state, we serve under the authority of and all those different sub, the smaller forms of authority underneath that, like police officers, the judges of the courts, the law of the land. We are in submissive to that. And in many ways, how our children honor their father and how they honor their father and mother is going to be reflective of how they honor all the other authorities in their life, whether that be school teachers or police officers or the law of the land. So there is a correlation with those two things. But also, this is the case that every authority, whether even parents, every authority does not have absolute authority. And so, especially when we in regards to the state, there are things that we certainly obey, and there are certain things that we don't obey. And how we navigate through that can be seen as an ethical conversation, because there's some gray areas. For instance, our taxes. Give to Caesar's what is Caesar's, right? And not every dollar that we give in our taxes is going to something that we agree with, right? It pays for the roads that we drive on. Those are certainly good things, but it also pays for other things that are immoral and utterly evil before God. And so there are certain things that we have to deal with and live in tension in light of that. And so I call this to your attention because as an example of how do we wrestle through this. And in the news this past week, in the state of Kentucky, the governor issued a executive order to ban conversion therapy. Now, in the state of California, that is already the law. And what is conversion therapy? Well, this is in regards to, it applies to people who are counselors, to teachers, and of course ministers, anyone in a level of authority of influence over people in general, but especially children. All right. So conversion therapy is any practice, treatment, or intervention that seeks or purports to change an individual's sexual orientation or gender identity, which includes gender behavior, expressions, or feelings towards individuals of the same sex. Okay, so that's a kind of a technical answer to what conversion therapy is. And so how do Christians deal with this? Right, especially counselors, those who are licensed, because the state is authorized to punish those who break, who transgress against this this law. Right, so how do we Christians deal with this? Well, we certainly cannot abide by it full throttle, right, or full force, there has to be a level of undermining this authority because of the truth, right? The truth that we have to stand on, which is how what God has revealed and how He's created the world and how He has oriented His image bearers to be. And so this is a great challenge for those in those positions. And so this is really saying anyone who's trying to convince anyone of their orientation, whether that be gay, transgender, and things of that nature, is considered hate speech, is considered immoral or wicked and wrong. And so as Christians, we have to abide by God's truth, because this is certainly not something that is good, not something that is moral. And that doesn't mean we don't love these people who struggle with this, or who are in this, what they call it, the word escapes me, but you know what I'm talking about, that these people that are wrestling through these orientations, and some are genuine, some are not, but the bottom line is that we have to abide by God's truth, even if it is costly. And so the Catechism is pointing that we should bear with the state. We should certainly not be overly separatistic or be a separatist in regards to the state, that we bear with their where they fall short. We do all things that we do to be at peace with all men. But at the end of the day, the Lord Jesus Christ is King. And the mercy of the wicked is actually cruelty, because this is really in support of sex change operations, which of course is going to lead to regret, which also is going to lead to suicide, which is also eventually going to lead, well, of course, with that, with death. And so as Christians, we have to navigate through these issues very carefully and with great wisdom. But at the end of the day, it's God's truth that stands, that is our North Star. And really, that is the hope of our sinners, right? Of everyone going through these forms of sin and their fallen nature. We point them to the gospel, that they can be born again. Yes, they may say, I was born in like this. And just like an alcoholic can say, I was born like this, just like anybody else can say they were born in this way. But the hope that we have to offer them is that they can be born again through the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Lord can, and we are to navigate with them or treat them with caution, with care, with and patience. And but nevertheless, God's truth abides forever. And we must stand on that at all costs. Amen.